Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am responsible for the chaos around here, and we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dror Lever. He's the founder of Coronet. Coro.net is the website. Coronet is an award-winning cloud security company. Dror, tell us how your company... Folks, we're talking about cybersecurity. We're talking about phishing with a PH, where they throw out a net and try to catch you. The bad guys, cyber bad guys, try to catch you and abuse you and cost you money. And then there's spear phishing, which we've been talking about, which is where they target you. You literally are in their crosshairs. They're coming after you, Joe and Sue, business owner. They're coming after literally you in your room, your office. Spear phishing. Tell us how your system protects people from that.
So our system basically gives any business, especially small businesses, complete end-to-end cyber coverage, including phishing and ransomware protection. And the idea is the moment an email comes in that we identify as phishing, we completely block it so it never makes it into
How do you know that you haven't blocked a legitimate? How do you differentiate between those and legitimate ones? Do you essentially right click on the emails? I mean, on the links?
So sort of. So one of the things our platform is based on something called machine learning, or as other some people AI. Call it, artificial intelligence. And the concept is it learns, and because we have over 4 million people on our platform, we get to see billions of emails, literally billions of emails on a weekly basis. So out of that enormous amount of data, we can identify which ones are real and which ones are malicious. By the way, if you look at numbers, the numbers are quite crazy. So, some people don't think about it this way, but a 10-person company, a small company, 10-person company, generates an average of, 120 emails per person per day in and out. So that's 36,000 emails per month, right? And the statistics that we have show that 0.3% of those emails are malicious, meaning they are phishing or ransomware or malware.
And all it takes is one.
So that means 100...
All it takes is
exactly.
one.
Exactly, and that means 108 bad emails, malicious emails per month per a company of 10 people, and all it takes is one click on one of those emails for everything to go wrong. And that's really what we're trying to eliminate.
Dror and now, people like him have to get it right. They try to get it right as often as they can, but they only have to get it right once. We have to get it right all the time, don't we?
Exactly. The bad guys only need to be successful once. We need to be successful all the time to block them. Now, there is one thing, and I sent it to your producer as well, so you can include it on your website. There is a tool that Google created, the Jigsaw. It's called the Google Jigsaw Phishing Tool, where it you can run a little test on yourself to see if you would identify a phishing attempt if you
saw
one.
So that's a good training tool for your people.
It's a very good thing to show your people, because you said, Joe and Sue, the owners of the business, you're being targeted. That's true, but also their assistant, their accountant, their receptionist, everyone in the company is being targeted, because what the attacker is trying to do is find a way in.
You have to train your people.
Easier.
You have to train your people
through the customer support people.
You could lose your company. You could literally lose your company if you don't train your people. And and this is not hyperbole, folks. And you know this, Dror. If a customer, a larger customer, is counting on you. You're vertically integrated with them. You're providing essential services to them. And one of your people, let the bad guys into your network. They're coming through you to get to them, to the big guys. If they get
Absolutely.
To the big guys through you, you're out of business.
Absolutely.
One email
and
puts you
I
out
think,
of business.
Exactly. That's all it
scary,
is. It's kind of terrible.
Coro.net is how you find Drawer. I encourage you to check out his capability. I know, Drawer, you joined me in saying, folks, regardless of who you do it with, please secure your network and train your people. That's us. Thank you, Drawer. Thank you for being here. Drawer Lieber.
My pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Coro.net. Please check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.